The following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited down for rebroadcast on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
Voluntarily working up an unnatural sweat as they straddle huge vats of lemons, water, and ice, pumping away for all their work with their patented plunger. From the ridiculous to the sublime, McDonald's. No further introduction is necessary for the American institution that practically wrote the book on turning low-cost, low-grade ingredients into high fives and huge smiles. This next recording is unusual. It's done outdoors at a Burger King drive-through window. As the population slowly becomes crazier and crazier, some folks find it easier and safer to place the order in the security of their own private vehicle. Pages under restaurants. Fact is, it should be listed under small cities, as it sometimes seems like one with its plenitude of activities, from television and pizza to video games and vending machines. Straw Hat Pizza is a most fascinating national resource. Let's conclude Volume 1 with a slice of life recording that best illustrates the magic these restaurants can bring to a child's world as they become the centerpieces of important life events.
You know, you have a mouth on you. back in love. Remember that old lesbian who threw a drink over your head because you asked her if she was hung like a donut?
From the joyous sounds of our round table pizza birthday party to the song of the post-cremation wake and Wendy's hot juicy hamburgers heard on volume 2 of this recording, the sounds of fast food restaurants offer a rare glimpse into our collective unconsciousness. For the Golden Institute, this is Ryan Hill. Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC as it's now known, is arguably the second largest fast food chain in the world. Their biggest strength is their uncanny ability to take the remote outback of Australia's Northern Territory, the exotic tropical paradise of Hilo, Hawaii, and the endless suburban sprawl of Orange County, California, and magically transform them all to the exact same place. Purchased Taco Bell, they predicted correctly its huge potential for enormous profits. What they did not anticipate, however, was the fascinating cultural exchange that naturally took place, as Americans coast to coast became fluent in ordering traditional Mexican dishes from across the border.
She cuts hair. She cut my hair before I left. I thought you wouldn't know that. You
got it.
I should have voted. You know that's what you're going to say if you're
candidate. No secrets here. At Nations, all but the legally deaf enjoy the comforting sounds and smells of hamburger patties being fried up in plain view. Let's listen.
Coming back. straight and the advertisement come. I should have voted. You know. What you're going to say if you... I should have voted. You know that's what you're going to say if... The public service of the nationalist... You're going to say if you're... You know that's what you're going to say.
Subway is one of the fastest.
No, not all the votes are counted yet.
Not a single hamburger inside of any of their nearly 10,000 locations. It's no wonder that our next field reporting conjures up a markedly different ambiance.
But I'm not sure that senior is what I'm aiming for either.
It's all becoming so bland. It's not why I came to America. It's like a complete breakdown of culture and manners.
The young ones have no manners. The other day at the car wash, a young man looked me up and down and asked me if I was a natural blonde.
What did you say?
I looked him straight in the eye and I said, well, let's just say I stood on my head, natural brunette, lovely.
You did.
Time, I'm at my feet. Let's go hit the street. High in the city. High in the city. I got my mace, and you got your knife. Gotta protect your own life. High in the city. High in the city. I wanna get high in the city. I wanna stay alive here in the city. Stay high in the city, high in the city. High in the city. Let's not walk down Sutton Place. You know everybody there's got Nikitas. High in the city. High in the city. Don't wanna talk politics today. I feel too good. Let me have my way. High in the city. High in the city.
When the taxi company purchased Taco Bell,
watch out for that guy on your right. Seen him on the news last Saturday night. He was high in the city. High in the city. They look to setting fire to a Jeep. There's not much you can keep. High in the city. High in the city. I wanna get high in the city. I wanna stay alive in the city. I wanna stay high in the city. High in the city. High in the city. So many people. people feel low, and there's only one way to go. High in the city, high in the city. Let's grab a pie, let's hit the park. A kiss and a hug until a good day starts. Here in the city, getting high in the city.
Hey, it's Olivia. You're listening to WFMU. It's been a long day for me. So, but here we are. We're relaxing, enjoying ourselves. It was a fun day. Long, but fun.
Shoulders of highways.
The other day at the car wash.
In honor of history and its marches, let us have a closet museum of dropped and discarded shoes. The Golden West. A poem wherein he sings his yearning for the West.
Right over his head.
I'm going to saddle up my pony and ride away. Out where the west winds blow. I may go out to Alberta, to the Calgary Stampede, cut down to Frisco Bay at the end of the golden day as the sun sets in the west. Then west, sail away on the ill west wind, Manila Bay and Mandalay. I may land in Guangzhou or Ho Chi Minh City, then ride like the wind to Irkutsk, or Ulaanbaatar, as the sun westward rests with the west winds before me and the sun's blessed glow. I'm going to ride to Budapest. I'll cut down to Bangalore. Happy-go-lucky and free, that's me. I may have a shot on the West Bank in Palestine. I'll dance in Beirut, then west. Snack bar. Frisco Bay. into the golden day, the sun sets in the west. Then west, sail away on the ill west wind, Manila Bay and Mandalay. I may land in Guangzhou or Ho Chi Minh City, then ride like the wind to Irkutsk or Ulaanbaatar. As the sun westward rests, with the west winds before me and the sun's blessed glow, I'm going to ride to Budapest. I'll cut down to Bangalore. Happy-go-lucky and free, that's me. I may have a shot on the West Bank in Palestine. I'll dance in Beirut, then west. Snack bar variation.
To figure out
July 1st,
what we need.
2002.
Then we know what we want.
Yeah.
I was not invited to the wedding, but did not attend. There were dates, most likely. Dried apricots and little cakes. The bride was blown to bloody bits. Not being there,
I don't have a problem with my childhood. The images are real clear.
No bystander.
I've seen people lose it.
Radio told me about it.
I've got a plan.
North of Kabul, the younger sister of the bride. Yes, the younger sister was squashed down into the bloody sand. So was her mother and the groom. Boom, no more room.
What we need, what we want. Guns, butter, sex,
the people
fashion,
of Afghanistan are prepared to make sacrifices.
Someone to write about it, television, cash,
pieces
nature,
of dirty metal
affection,
entered the groom's right hand,
empathy, patience,
and rudely entered his neck,
pathos,
and the groom's
rice
chest,
cakes, a great
and his
chair,
stomach, legs,
books,
head, and feet, flying so quickly
time.
He was dead before he heard the sound. I was far away.
A nice doorknob.
Almost everyone who did not attend the wedding.
Yeah,
right. I think
far
away. Remarkable is just,
you know, that's
happened.
Absolutely.
And as
correct.
I write,
let's just do it.
When I listen to you
talk,
I don't like it.
Become more far away.
It's awkward. I don't like the way I see myself. It's too aggressive.
Would you?
The girl in the lab defined narrative. She said you have to really care about the people. I said no, it's the inexorability of the story. Catches a line of sky above the hills that looks surprisingly like water.
That's really cool.
The girl in the black lace dress gets up because she's told to.
Sun Ra and only one Sun Ra orchestra.
He couldn't, but there was something going on.
Perhaps the most
The Sun Ra didn't actually live in the same section of town as most blacks. He actually lived in the section of town where nobody lived.
This trip described playing piano at a very early age. This is the classical player.
He did quite well. It's just a curious thing is that in later years he denied not only having been born, but been born in Alabama, but also going to school.
People on planet Earth! On the spaceship Earth!
It's not so easy to wear these things.
That's the nature of man.
He was a child, he used to call him roommate. Because they found a diary. And he talked about his transmolecular experience where he was taken out of his body and he was taken by some strange beings to a strange place and was probed and informed about a lot of things that people were generally aware of.
Making him perhaps the second person to claim to have been abducted in the history of the United States. And in this abduction, he was revealed certain facts about his future, about he would be a teacher of all humankind. This was an experience which led him to deny his own past, to deny that he'd ever been born, to deny his name, to deny he was born.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Earth. Planet Earth sound of guns, anger, frustration.
He had sought out traveling musicians such as Duke Ellington to get hints on how to write. While he was leading towards, I think, a rather successful career as a drummer, World War II started. Suddenly declared himself as politically opposed to the war, and he was put in jail until he was actually released. And from there, he left to go north to Chicago.
It's also not a nice sound for a child to use.
Well, he used all the musicians in Chicago. He used everyone, everyone respected someone because he had something different and they could hear it and see it, but they couldn't do it.
He started with a core of three people, a space trio as he called it, who were people who most believed in him and thought there was something going on here.
It's really the old call of the frontier in a sense, calling out to the next generations of players.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice thing. Rush In is a band, you know, a popular band, everybody knows. And he was writing, but he was in Chicago at the club Delisa,
which was a beautiful club where all kinds of Hollywood stars hung out. It was called then a black and tan club, meaning whites and blacks enjoyed being together of a certain social class.
It was just great dance music, melody, and good
side, which, okay, it's not my best side anyway, but it's not so easy to give this kind of lecture. More complicated than I thought. When we say literature, we mean, because of this silly shorthand, we mean writing good books. And what we mean by good books is the books that we like.
It's like now.
There is very important intellectual criterion for writing good, intellectual, intelligent, disciplined writing. And this discipline doesn't have to look like discipline. It can look like something even stranger than James Joyce. But it has to be serious. The category literature or books or writing is a ridiculous category. It's a totally false category. And no matter which words we use, we are misleading ourselves and misleading each other when we use these words. I think it's a bad
thing.
I don't like, let me start over. I don't like most books these days because there are so many books. There are so many writers writing so many books, and there is such a distribution system so that every department store, every airport, every bus station, train station has 2,000 or 3,000 paperback books for you to read. They're mostly horrible, bad things that you should not read. They're bad for us. They're just stupid. And they're written for making money out of our wish to be stupid. I don't like the idea of art. I don't like the idea of artists. But how to talk about this false category? This is what T.J. Demos is on about. How do we change these categories and get, as he says, a new paradigm for our lives in general, for this crisis that we're in, but especially to me for art? Because I try my best to make intelligent things for intelligent people. I try to make things smarter than me. Because if I make things for people just as smart as me, it seems like being in a pub and talking bar talk, just joking, everybody's joking with each other, never saying anything, never saying anything that might change anybody.
The hand of God came down.
They don't have to be educated, or it's better if they're not so miseducated. I think I might say, if they're not so miseducated, that's what we are. Went yesterday to Tate, Britain, and we saw folk art. It was hard. It was English folk art. What a strange, unfortunate thing.
People feel Christine comes around.